Good adventures, everybody. I'm Melissa Bonzek, and welcome to episode 118 of Books Cubed, the show where I chat with authors you should be reading. Today, I've got a great show for you. I am chatting with Amy Quigg. She's actually my sister-in-law, and she has written this very adorable book, Good Night, Silly Squirrels. She's written and illustrated it, so we're going to get right to it, and I will see you after. I am so excited to be chatting with you today about this book. So I know Amy. She's my sister-in-law, but I've been looking at her paintings for years. She is an awesome artist, and I am so excited to be chatting with her about Goodnight, Silly Squirrels, which she wrote and she illustrated with these beautiful paintings. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
So happy to be talking to you. So this is a very special project. So tell us a little bit about how this project came about.
So I have been talking about writing children's books since I was 7. In fact, I used to write stories all the time. My mom would give me these crazy, ridiculous titles, and I would write a story to go with that title. And of course, it had super adorable pictures because I was 7. And it would be things like the giraffe with a short neck, or the leopard with no spots, or the cow that could only give milkshakes. So it was always about some oddball character that had to find their own way of fitting in. And I didn't know that then, but looking back on it as an adult, it was just really wonderful life lessons. I don't know if she was even aware that she was doing that, but mom was pretty special, so she probably had a plan. So anyway, life gets in the way. And, you know, for 40 years, I really don't do anything with it. And last year, our youngest grandson was born, and I asked my daughter, if she wanted me to paint a picture for little Finley's room. And she said, no, Mom, write him a book. And I thought, oh, I guess I can do that. I hadn't really thought about it. Like, yeah, I can do that. So I immediately sat down and wrote the book that very first evening, and then spent the next, oh gosh, at least 6 months illustrating it. So here we are.
So this edition that I have is a very special edition, with proceeds going to the Lions Club.
It's the Wisconsin Lions Camp for children and adults with disabilities. It doesn't cost them a cent to camp there. So there'll be a week for the visually impaired, and a week for the hearing impaired, and a week for, I think there's even 2 weeks for diabetics. So the kids go there, and everybody there has the same challenges they do. So they're not the strange one anymore. They're not the oddball in this group of kids that don't have any challenges. Everybody is like them. So it runs purely on donations. I currently sit on the board of the foundation that oversees the operation of the camp. So when this book came to be, I didn't want it as a moneymaker. That's not why I did it. So I decided that I would give $10 from every purchase directly to Wisconsin Lions Camp, which means when I sell the book for $25, if I make that money include tax, that's $23.69 plus tax here in Wisconsin. So I make $1.69.
Not much more than people make off Amazon a lot of the time. Yeah. So
Amazon might be $2.43 or something like that. I did look into that at one point, but that wouldn't give me the flexibility of donating to the camp. So, nice. So and far, we have donated $2,500 to Wisconsin Lions Camp.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. And you do book signings?
Yes. Yep. Yep. I was at a group of mothers of preschoolers this morning. So, yep. I'm happy to do that. And if people order them on our website, which is quickbooks.com, and Melissa will put that link in the chat, then you could put a note out there that you want the book dedicated to, you know, whatever the names of your children, your niece and nephew, whatever. And I will personalize it to them and sign it.
Well, tell everybody a little bit about the story. So it's called Good Night, Silly Squirrels. And if you're on the video version watching, you can see this adorable picture of three squirrels sleeping inside of their tree hollow.
So the way I describe it is it's a rhyming bedtime story for children, really from bitty bitty up to maybe age 7. So the way I like to say it is three little squirrels explore and play and learn some lessons along the way. And in the end, they're tucked in tight, a perfect way to say goodnight.
Oh, nice. And you did all the how many illustrations are in the book?
Oh goodness. I think it's like 17, something like that.
Did you paint them? What kind of medium did you use, and how did you get them into the book?
They're pen and ink and watercolor and some little details that I did in colored pencil, but primarily pen and ink and watercolor. And I discovered that it had been 40 years since I painted with watercolors, and all my watercolor paints were dried and cracked and had to be thrown away. I was really out of practice, so the first painting took a long time, and I got faster and faster as I went. So I'm painting them on 9x12 watercolor paper, and then scanning them into a computer, and then of course adding the words later. My son is a technical guru, so he was doing all of the loading for me because I would have just gone into print shop and just added it all there.
How did you get involved with the Lions Club?
When we moved to Wisconsin, we made a decision as a couple that we would really concentrate on giving back to our community. And we had only been here, oh goodness, I had probably only been here a few months when we were approached by one of our customers to attend a Lions Club party. And we loved everything that we were learning about what it stood for. We didn't know anything. And we joined on the spot. And in our very first year, we found ourselves in the positions of my husband being president, and I was secretary, and we didn't know anything. So we really learned as we went. And Lions Club is a really cool organization in that they say your club can be run your way. So we were doing that. We didn't know we were doing that because we didn't know there was a way we were supposed to be running according to the old timers. And we kind of just made our club its own unique, wonderful place. So Lions are all about service, and we do service worldwide. We do a lot of things in our individual communities, and also we're in 220 countries, I think, and on track to have 1.5 million members. I can't be right. So it's a big organization, and it is all about service. And here in Wisconsin, we've grouped together, and we've purchased a flow cytometer for cancer treatment in two different hospitals. So we've been on the cutting edge of that. We do a lot of eyeglass recycling. We have our own eye bank, so a lot of Lions transplant or transport corneas for transplants. That kind of stuff. It's just all over the board.
You talked about a customer. What's your day job?
We own a golf course. So we are here in mid-December, and so there's no golfing today. Especially not in northern Wisconsin. So it's a seasonal business, but it's busy, and it's a neat little community place.
Oh, it's an awesome golf course. It is only 9 holes, but don't let that fool you. My husband and I, Mark, worked up there couple summers. I drove the beer cart, and I'm hearing impaired. If anybody who watches the show has heard me talk about that, and at the time I did not have cochlear implants, so people would have to flag me down. I'd sometimes drive past because they were shouting to me from 200 or 300 yards away, and I didn't hear them. So I was not the best person to be doing that. But we would often have people come into the course. They would buy a round to go out and golf and go, oh, yeah, 9 holes. And then come back later and go, wow, that was really a tough course. But like, yes, it was. It was. And just the improvements that you and Alan made on the course from the time that you bought it. You've had it 17 years.
We have just completed our 19th season. So
19.
2024 will be our 20th season.
Wow. But it is definitely a place to check out if you're in that neck of the woods. And I can put the link in the show notes if anybody is a golfer and lives up in that area. Yeah. So you've got the one book, Good Night, Silly Squirrels, and I know that you have written a second one. Tell us about that.
The second one, so the same grandson that inspired the first one, when he turned one, again, I asked my daughter, what do you want me to send him for his birthday? And she said, you know, I think some musical instruments for toddlers would be good. You know, maybe some maracas or a tambourine. So being grandma, I go on Amazon and buy the biggest box of toddler instruments I can find. And it's got everything in it. So I get this all sent to him, and then I'm going, oh my God, what have I done? All of these things make noise. My daughter is an executive. She works from home. What have I done? And a story popped into my head. So the next book is called Little Billy's Woodland Band. And basically, you know, Little Billy gets this box of instruments that make all this noise, giving mama a headache. She puts him in his play yard in the yard, and all of the animals come and start joining in. You know, the squirrel is cracking a nut on a rock and doing the percussions, and then we get the a rabbit thumping and a bee buzzing and all of these other kinds of things to make all this wonderful noise. So that is definitely not a bedtime book, but it's super fun. I've read it to our grandchildren and they love it, even without pictures.
Yeah, and you're working on photo or on paintings for that one?
I've not yet started. I'm going to get through the holidays and then we'll buckle down on that. I hope to have it published by spring.
Oh, nice. And do you think there'll be more books after that?
Think there has to be. You know, the people listening to you are all writers. You know what it is. You have this creation growing inside of you, and you have to birth it. It's coming out no matter what. So,
Oh yes.
you just have to let it out.
You do. And I love that you are able to do the paintings yourself and have complete control. And you are self-published. You have your own publishing company. So you have complete control, which is really nice. There can be issues if you have to work with a publishing house that wants you to do things a certain way and you have that freedom.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. You know, you have that vision in your head of what you want it to be in the end. And I want that to be the vision that I have in my head, not the vision that somebody else has in their head.
You know
I
what?
can
You know what?
picture all of this happening.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I would like, I heard Semka in the background. That's Amy's dog. Now he was going to be a guide dog.
He was raised to be a leader dog for the blind, which is one of the it's a Lions project out of just north of Detroit, Michigan. So we picked him up as a puppy, and we were going to raise him to be a guide dog. Of course, this is during COVID. We picked him up in January of 2020 and found that we couldn't take him to dog parks. We couldn't take him to all these places. When things opened up, we were able to take him to work with us. So he got really accustomed to people, but he was never around other dogs. So after we had him for 14 months, he goes back to leader dog and follows the attendant back to the kennel, turns around because he's expecting that I'm following right behind. And the minute he sees that I'm not there, he goes into a panic. And there's dogs barking everywhere. And he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't interact with the trainers. He wouldn't do anything. So they called me up after about 3 weeks and said, do you want him back?
I
So we
gotta
spent
say,
9 hours each way to get him.
Yeah, and when we met Semka, this was before you had taken him back when you were still training him. We had met him, and Mark and I afterwards said, "There's no way that dog is going to be able to leave Amy. He was madly in love with you. He was your shadow. He would not leave you." But I can see. I was thinking about, you writing books and things, and then Semka barked, and I thought, I can see a story about guide dogs and one that makes it and one that doesn't.
I've thought about it. There's been a number of books written on that topic. So we'll see if I can find the right angle that's different, then I'll pursue that. There's been a number of things that people have asked me about. Can you write a book about this? Not unless I can find that angle in. You know how it is. It has to want to be. I've started and not completed so many stories, and I'm excited about them, and I think they're there. And then it's like, don't know where to go with this now. So let's put it on the shelf.
Yeah, and I totally get that. So now, if people want to have a book signing, how far will you leave Wisconsin to do a book signing?
Depends what's on the
If you live in a really fun city, I know that she will most likely go visit and do a book signing with you. But people can do.
right? Please call me.
Is there a form on your website to request a book signing?
There's a way of on the website. There is an email address that you can use to contact me. Our website is quickbooks.com. And you can email me, Amy, at quickbooks.com. And again, Melissa will put a link on there, and I will definitely answer. I don't want to go to Cleveland in December, that kind of stuff. Sure.
Paris, a bunch of people in Paris invite her and, pay her way and put her up, take her around, feed her, That would be really great. Yeah. Well, I'm so happy to talk with you today and tell my listeners about this book. It is called Goodnight, Silly Squirrels. It is written and illustrated by Amy Quigg. It is a bedtime story for children. $10 from the sale of every book goes to the Wisconsin Lions Camp, which provides quality camp experiences for Wisconsin youth and adults with disabilities at no cost to them, which is a great, great cause. When you have the next book, come back on again and tell us about it.
I'd be delighted. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Amy. Everything that we discussed is down in the show notes. If you want Amy to come do a book signing at your town, get in touch with her. See what she has to say. She might be able to make it. And you can get a copy of her book, Goodnight, Silly Squirrels. It's written and illustrated by her. It is adorable. And as we said on the show, $10 from every book goes to the Wisconsin Youth and Adults with Disabilities Camp. Grab a copy for that little one in your life. They will really have a great time reading it. And that's it. I'll see you on the next show. And in the meantime, go read a good book.